Students walk out in protest during wind power debate.
60-hour film blitz workshops end on Sunday.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
It's Friday the 2nd of March with the 5:30 Star headlines. I'm Eben Merrill.
And I'm Alexander Jones. A group of around 30 students walked out of a community meeting in St Andrews last night in which the university's plans for a wind farm at Kenley were being discussed. The meeting, organised by Cameron Community Council, hosted five speakers to discuss the issue of the proposed wind turbines, all of whom argued against it. The protesting students, including Association President Patrick O'Hare, staged the walkout in response to the one-sided nature of the discussion, criticising the speakers' lack of openness to renewable energy sources. One protester told Star News, "It was supposed to be an open debate. You would expect for an open debate to inform about the benefits and costs, but it seemed that they were all very against and wind and pro-nuclear, pro-oil and pro-coal."
We should re-evaluate society values to prevent environmental problems. That is the message delivered by Dr. Ian Fasey from the Sustainable Development Department, who is now part of a new international study focused on tackling environmental problems. He added, We know what needs to happen to work toward a more sustainable future. We know that a social avalanche is needed.
The 60-hour film blitz will host its last camera and editing workshop this Sunday. The session, free of charge, will take place in the TV room of the top floor of the Union from 1 to 3pm and 6 to 8pm. The blitz begins at noon on Tuesday the 8th of March. The festival is designed to inspire locals and students to make 3-minute-long films about St Andrews. The festival is taking place as part of the 600th year anniversaries celebrating our university.
Teenager Ryan Kitching has discovered a lottery ticket worth almost £53,000 while tidying his room. The 19-year-old from Pennycook made the discovery after his mother had been nagging him for weeks to clean his room. Kitching has yet to decide what to spend the money on. For now, a family holiday to Mallorca is being planned.
The Sunday Times has reported that Cambridge University is considering going private. The Vice-Chancellor of Cambridge told Westminster parliamentarians that the university was considering leaving the state system. The UK government are currently debating whether or not to allow English universities to go private.
And finally, we have reached news that BBC's Question Time will be held in St Andrews on the 15th of March. More details will follow as they become available to us.
Those are today's headlines. More news in an hour or online anytime on the news pages of the Star website.